CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Bobby, now you stay away from the stove. The oven is hot.
Daddy!
Yes, Daddy just drove in. Now you stay over there by the door. You'll be coming in that door in a minute. No, no, no. Stay out of the garbage, Bobby. Must you investigate everything? Huh? Must you, dear?
Daddy!
Yeah. Well, look who's here.
Hi.
Yes, Daddy. See the snow.
Isn't it beautiful? I love it when it snows like this.
Yeah, well, the roads aren't very beautiful, I'll tell you that. It's getting slippery.
A sand truck went past a while ago.
Hey, something smells good.
Well, I decided to bake some cookies. You want one? Help yourself. It's still warm. Wonderful.
Yes, just like home.
Mm. What do you mean by that? This is home.
No, no, honey. I mean, it reminds me of when I was a kid, you know, coming home on a winter's day with
sure.
the snow falling and walking into the kitchen. Mother was baking cookies. I'd stuff them in my pocket and go out and get my sled and go sliding down Dolan's Hill.
I remember, too, when I was little, my mother used to say, "Will you stay out of the garbage? Now take that orange peel away from me."
Look here, young man. No, 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 no.
Oh, I just have to keep an eye on him every minute.
Hey, look, why don't we all get dressed up and go out and play in the snow? Where's Bessie's sled?
In the garage, but I've got to finish baking the cookies. Why don't I dress Bobby up? You take him out, which will be a relief. Bessie will be home soon, and she can go sliding with you, too, dear.
Look, I'll get Bobby dressed up.
I think I'd better help, dear.
Look, I don't need help to get my son into a snowsuit.
No. All right, call me if you need me.
Rough, red hands. They hurt, and you're ashamed of them. But what can you do? Now is the season of bitter, drying winds, and housework never stops. But there is a way to make them lovelier, more youthful-looking again. Use new Truché. Hard-work hands heal twice as fast with new heavy-duty Truché with silicones. Kitchen tests prove it. Yes, kitchen tests with women just like you. Hard-work hands heal twice as fast with new heavy-duty Truché with silicones. You'll discover new Truché with silicones helps protect your hands through every chore you do, from winter weather, too. And right now, for a limited time only, you can get the 5-ounce bottle of Truché at 7 cents off. But don't delay. Pick up new heavy-duty Truché today. Look for it in the attractive new bottle with the graceful spiral design. And remember, you save 7 cents if you act now. New heavy-duty Truché with silicone.
Now, would stand still, Bobby. Now, come back here, will you? Look, sit on the couch and just sit there. Here, now, you sit there. What is the matter with these legging things? Bobby, will you stop crawling all over the couch? Now, come back here. All right. Now, you sit still.
Sakes, haven't you two gone outdoors yet?
No, we have not.
What's the matter?
Well, the pants to the snowsuit, the foot things don't fit.
Well, to begin with, you got the pants on backwards. And the straps cross over his back, not his chest. Oh,
well,
come here, Bobby. Come on, Daddy. Furthermore, were you taking him out in this cold weather this way?
Huh? What way?
A little cotton play suit. You said it's knitted suit, huh, dear?
Oh, well, all right. I'll do it.
No, I'll go up and get the knitted suit.
No. Look, you bake your cookies. Just tell me where things are, and I'll get him dressed.
Well, all right. His knitted suit is in the bottom drawer of the bureau in his room. His red sweater is in the next to the bottom drawer. Tie that striped scarf around his neck under the collar of the snowsuit jacket so it's snug. And then after you get the suit on, put those wool socks over both the shoes and the leggings, dear, in case snow gets down inside his boots, you know, and then it keeps
you... Yeah, okay. Where are the socks?
Well, they should be in the same drawer as the sweater, I think. His boots are down here in the front closet.
Yeah, okay. All right, come on. Come on, young man. Now, look, I'll take you upstairs and get some warmer clothes on you.
Then we are going outside, and you are going to have a ride on the sled.
Yes, that's right. You and your daddy are going to have fun.
Well, yes. You two men have a good time. I'll be watching you out the kitchen window. You're certainly late getting home from school, Betsy.
The school bus couldn't make it up the hill because it was slippery. So finally, we all got out and walked home.
Oh.
And we were throwing snowballs and playing in the snow on the way home.
Oh, what fun. I see. Well, you can go back out and play with Daddy and Bobby. They're outside somewhere.
Daddy and Bobby?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see them.
Maybe they're on the other side of the house. I've been looking for them, too. Here, would you like a nice fresh cookie? Hmm? You're warm.
Oh, yes, thank you, Mom.
Oh, they're very good. They really are.
Now, stop it.
Honestly, they must have come back in. Oh, that's a shame. Daddy was hoping you'd go sliding with them. Dear, Betsy's home. Come on, Betsy. Come on in.
Will you go back down again, Daddy?
Oh, there.
Will you let Daddy do this? Now, just stand still.
Don't take your snowsuit off, dear. Betsy wants you to go back out.
What do you mean, don't take your snowsuit off? I'm trying to get it on. Even putting a sweat on this kid is like trying to get an octopus into a bathing suit.
I know. Honestly, well, that's why I said let me do it. I'm a little more used to it.
No, indeed. I will do it. Look at him. He knows he's outsmarting me.
Dear, he's just a baby.
Yeah, baby or not, I've had enough of it. And some young man is going to find out who's boss around here. Now, you come back here. Come back.
Honey, don't pull him by the strap that way. You'll pull a button off.
Now, you just sit still. You understand? Sit right there until Daddy gets these leggings zippered up. Never in my life seen so many straps and buttons and zippers and hooks. Honestly, with all the clothes that are made, why hasn't somebody designed a plain, simple snowsuit that you can get on without a set of directions?
Well, it isn't that complicated at all. If you would just let me help.
I will do it. Look, it should be a snowsuit that's warm enough so it doesn't need a dozen things on underneath. It's ridiculous. Knitted suits and sweaters and socks and scarves.
It's a very cold day. No matter how heavy your overcoat is, you have to have warm things on underneath.
Well,
Daddy, you've got a sweater buttons all wrong.
Look, Daddy was lucky to get the sweater buttoned at all. I'm telling you, this kid's like a whirling dervish.
Only yesterday you were beaming with pride and saying how lively Bobby was. A regular boy, you
said. Oh, yeah, well,
Darling, what seems to be the trouble?
Trouble is that as I was trying to zip up the side of his leggings here, he squirmed around and I caught the material in the zipper. And
You're going to rip it. Let me do it. You're going to rip
it. No, look, will you just let me do this, will you, please? I've got to prove who's the master here. Now, you sit still. All right. You asked for it.
Oh, honey, I don't think you should stand over him as though you were shoeing a horse.
Now, look, just don't interfere, huh?
Well, now you're going to have him in such a bad humor, he won't even want to go out, I'll tell you that.
Oh, there. I got it. There, good. All right, now, the boots.
Poor child, the boots. I'll get them there in the closet. I'll
get your jacket zippered up here. Now, stand still, will you? Stand still. There you are.
The spot goes on the outside, Daddy. That's supposed to go under the jacket and cross over on his chest.
It's the way it's going to be today. When I was a kid, I wore it under my jacket and crossed over my chest.
Oh, darling, but it makes the suit too tight when you put the scarf that way around the neck.
He's all right. Now, let me get the boots on.
You didn't put his mittens on, Daddy.
Oh, well, I'll put them on last.
They're on a string, dear. You're supposed to thread them through the jacket there. You know, put the strings go through the sleeves of the jacket. Otherwise, they come right off, and he loses them at once. The minute, dear.
Oh, what is the matter with these boots? Come back here, will you?
Oh, why don't you forget about playing in the snow today? It's going to be dark out before long. I mean,
going out.
You still didn't put on the wool socks over his shoes and leggings. The snow gets down in, his feet get wet instantly, unless he has...
All right. I'll put on the socks, but I just wish you and Betsy would kindly leave the room, will you? I am going to handle this situation. Now, come here.
Honey, it's not worth it.
Oh, yes, it's worth it. I'll show who's going to win here. Okay, look. All right, if you want to be upside down with your head hanging into the wastebasket, it's all right with me, but my jumping Jupiter, your old man, is going to win this battle. Thank you.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Have you ever said, believe me, if I could have my way, things would be different? Well, second-guessing is a long-standing human trait, but here's an opportunity to do some valuable, intelligent first-guessing. Many people have definite ideas on problems and solutions of problems affecting the nation's youth. Whether you're a youngster who'd like to see something new under your sun, or an oldster with views on what's wrong with the young and how to cure them of it, here's your chance to be heard. Next spring, some 7,000 Americans will meet in conference in Washington. The occasion is the Golden Anniversary White House Conference on Children and Youth, held to deal with problems, emotional, physical, and social, of our nation's children and youth. To participate in conference preparations, send your views to White House Conference on Children and Youth, Box 485, Washington, D.C. That's White House Conference on Children and Youth, Box 485, Washington, D.C. Let the White House hear from you on this vital subject.
Daddy ready to go outdoors yet?
I don't know. All seems to be quiet on the living room front. Let's go see what happened, shall we?
I looked in a few minutes ago, and Bobby was just lying there on the floor letting Daddy put on his boots.
Oh, well, good. I guess Daddy won, then. Are you ready, dear?
Yes, indeed we are. I have tamed the wild horse.
Well, I hope you haven't broken his spirit.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I think we're better friends than ever, huh? Aren't we, Bobby? What about it? You love Daddy?
Love Daddy.
Yes, sure. Daddy loves you, too. And you know, it's a funny thing, isn't it? Children really love and respect you more when you show them who's boss. You know, the minute you let them walk all over you and win these little battles, no matter how trivial, you lost, you know what
uh-huh,
I mean?
Uh-huh. Well, get yourself ready now. So get the coat on. Betsy's been bundled up to go out for so long. I hope she doesn't catch cold now.
Mommy, Bobby's got that funny look on his face.
Oh, Bobby!
Okay. Now, come on, let's go. Let's go.
You'll have to wait. Yeah, come on, Bobby. Come on.
For Pete's sake, where are you taking him?
Upstairs. He has to be changed.
Oh.
I'll take him.
No, Daddy.
Oh, isn't that cute? Oh. He wants you.
No, look, I just cannot go through getting him undressed and dressed again.
Daddy.
Oh, look at him. Oh, honey, you can't refuse him when he holds out his little arms like this.
All right. Boy, I tell you.
Love Daddy.
Oh, yes, love Daddy. Look at that innocent little smile. He knows who won this round. Don't think he doesn't. Okay, come on, you little rat.
I don't see why people like Daddy so much. They're such a nuisance. Aren't you glad that I'm practically grown up so that I'm no longer a nuisance?
Yes, I am, dear. Come on, I'll go sliding with you. Poor thing, bundled up for an hour. Now, you two hurry up. It'll be dark. Oh, and dear, be careful Bobby doesn't grab the can of talcum powder. You'll get powder all over your suit.
Too
late. Come on, Betsy. Let's leave the two of them alone, huh?
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Francie Myers and Madeline Pierce and is produced by Walter Hart.